Waking up. So we just heard Flock of Dimes coming in at number five on Michael's list with Head of Roses. It's funny you mentioned the Jen Wozner's part of Y-Oak as well. And I remember seeing them many, many moons ago
in Windsor.
Yeah. With you, and they were just kind of getting started out. And I don't even think that they had signed yet, but
I think they were on Merge, right? Because I think we met Lindsay Cronmiller from Merge.
Yeah,
that show
very early in their career, but one of those shows. It was very, very cool to see a band that was emerging that early. Coming in at number four, one of our crossover picks was number nine on Michael's list, number four on mine, Gelato Negro. And the album Far In, seventh full length from Roberto Carlos Lang. It's a beautiful mix of lo-fi beats and atmospheric synths that create a really lush sonic soundscape. And I found myself really gravitating towards this style of music. The Injury Reserve record, the Sonic Africa or Space Africa record, they all fit really well together on a playlist. And this Gelato Negro, I think, is definitely the best of the bunch. I picked the track Wake Up Tomorrow, which features vocalist Casey Hill. And then number three for me, used to be a mainstay on my year-end list if you put out a record. Madlib with the album Sound Ancestors came out on his own imprint, Madlib's Invasion. And it's just an absolute masterpiece. And a long-awaited collaboration with Kieran Hebton, aka Fortet, who handled all of the editing and the arrangement and the mastering. And just a beautiful narrative that's weaved throughout its 16 tracks. And it's awesome to see Madlib like upping his game after all this time. And he's been a constant in my life over the last 20 years. And really, really enjoyed this record. I played the track or picked the track Road of the Lonely Ones.
Yeah, another of the Gutted to Cut It list for me. Really dug Sound Ancestors. And I mean, it's like cooked up in a lab for me, right? Like Madlib and Fortet, two artists in their own right that I'm a big fan of. And I did really love that record. One of the shared ones that Jared already played, Floating Points, Pharoah Sanders and London Symphony Orchestra's Promises. Another one of those balms. I found myself repeat listens very often were albums that soothed me over the course of the year. And this is such a delicate piece of work and such something that like really rewards attention. You can kind of lose yourself in the sonic spaces that this group of musicians create. And I picked Movement 6 from this one. As with the Space record from Nellis and Ephro, everything's just called Movement. And then number three, I mean, it's usually the age old joke about like, you know, what do you call someone who hangs out with musicians, the drummer. But this record is from a drummer who's kind of stepped out from behind the kit. He's the drummer for Duran Jones and the Indications, Aaron Frazier, who crafted just an amazing throwback soul record. This is one shout out to my son, Callum, who he's the most discerning of the music fans in our household. He loved this record about as much as I did. And, you know, we've played it many a time and I just can't get enough of it. Another one where like every track is a banger. It's called Introducing, came out as a collaboration release between Dead Oceans and Dan Auerbach's Easy Eye Sound. We're going to hear the track Bad News. Thank you.
conquer tomorrow. I'll see you then. Rain stops in the morning. Turn off everything, 'cause I'll be waiting for all this time, all the way, and I'll see everything. Turn around, I'll stay here just to see. Thank you.
Thank you. colder than before. I wish you'd stop and see what you've been doing to me. I can't take much more.
Just heard Aaron Fraser and the album introducing Michael's number three pick, the collaboration track that he did with Duran Jones. Almost made my singles list, was one of the late cuts, and this was definitely a super cool record that you turned me on to, and definitely appreciated in 2021. Coming in at number two for me, and getting down to the nitty-gritty here, Toronto duo Ducks Limited and the album Modern Fiction came out on Car Park, and it's their debut full length. It's like I mentioned, a duo comprised of Tom McGreevy and Evan Lewis. It's a very concise record that rarely missteps, and it reminds me of some of the great twee pop that came out in the mid to late 90s, bands like Camera Obscura, Bell and Sebastian, who we mentioned earlier in the broadcast. But it doesn't just stick in that twee lane. It maintains a real indie rock sensibility throughout. And definitely a fantastic record. I've seen it coming up on some of our other programmers' lists too, which is cool. I picked the track 18 Cigarettes. And then my favorite record of the year is North London MC Little Sims and Sometimes I Might Be Introvert. Came out on the Age 101 label. And it's just full of thought-provoking lyricism, lush production. It's an instant classic. And you know, I used the phrase level up a little bit earlier. This is a record where Little Sims, I think, leveled up. You know, she's done work with Salt, who we've mentioned a number of times over the last couple of years. And she didn't. I think the thing that honestly solidified it for me was she did Under the Needle session on KEXP that I probably listened to at least a dozen times after we aired it. And it's an amazing record, and definitely implore you to check it out. I'm going to pick the song I Love You, I Hate You, kind of an anthem for this weird and twisted year. Little Sims, my favorite record of the year. Sometimes I Might Be Introvert.
Yeah, great record. Obviously we played Woman on my singles list, and certainly I Love You, I Hate You would be way up there as well. I think if I'm not mistaken, like my reading is it's a track about her like absentee father, if I like kind of listen to the lyrics properly. And that kind of like push-pull relationship with a parent who's neglectful. Lots to say on that record. It's a thoughtful one. My number two, kind of in the same vein of like a young UK artist who has a lot to say and seems to be wise beyond their years, Arlo Parks and the album Collapsed in Sunbeams. Again, one that came out like way back in January, but stood the test of time. I'm going to play the track Too Good, and probably like one of the most mature and thoughtful songs about mental health issues that I've heard in quite some time. Kind of astonishing that Arlo is so young, because this track reads so mature. And then speaking of mature, the Weather Station's Ignorance. Tamara Lindemann has been an artist I've been a fan of for years. This is, I think, her fourth record. And like just kind of like the crystallization of everything that they've been doing up to this point. This is kind of like all of the best parts of the previous albums crystallized into kind of one just tight rock record. I have like kind of a mixed relationship with US Girls output. And I always felt like the Weather Station deserved kind of some of the shine that US Girls seemed to get, you know, when people were raving about, you know, Poems Unlimited for the Polaris list. I was like, guys, like Tamara's over here doing this. And I felt like the Ignorance was her like reclaiming her corner. You know, it's like, oh, you want scrunky horns and like tight guitar lines and really emotional lyrics. Okay, I'll like do all of those things and just like kill it. And this is just a fantastic record that when I heard it, I was like, God, this is going to be like way up there. And every time I went back to it, it's like, no, it has to be like at the very top. So my number one record is The Weather Station, and I'm going to play Tried to Tell You. We'll be right back.
I would give my life for this. If the bullet was the beat, I would probably die for this. How many times did I cry for this? I would hate myself if I didn't at least try for this. What's at stake is bigger than me. Blood, tears, how it stains, can't rid it with ease. What we have in common is our pain. We're given the keys to unlock what it takes to fight for what we believe in. Hard to confront the truth with what you see in the mirror. Some people you inspire and others you trigger. Fighting in blind faith, led by the internal voice. You might not wanna do it, but you don't have a choice. Will the pressure take me to new heights or be my demise? Will my intentions coincide with what I advise? The people looking up to me doing everything right. But who am I to tell anyone how to live their life? Your pain threshold will determine if you survive. I'm amazed by it. Lying to myself, pretending I was never faced by it. Maybe cause you're in my DNA, that's why. Sometimes, always, but right now, you made the promise to God to be there for your kids. You made a promise to give them a life you didn't live. My ego won't fully allow me to say that I miss you. A woman who hasn't confronted all her daddy issues. The day will come when you gotta find all the answers to your sins. Pressures are provided, feeling unhappy within. Know what kind of external family shit up on your plate. But I understand wanting and needing an escape. Too much unsaid, now the silence giving me headaches. Only through speech can we let go of all this dead weight. Even though I'm angry, don't wanna be disrespectful. Trying to figure out how to approach this in the best way. Hard to not carry these feelings even on my best days. Never thought my parents would give me my first heartbreak. Anxiety giving me irregular heart rate. Used to avoid getting into how I really feel about this. Now I see how fickle life can be and so it can't wait. Should've been the person there to hold me on my dark days. It's easier to stargaze. I wish then be faced with this reality. Is you a sperm donor or a dad to me and still? Mission you live and learn. The world don't show you no mercy from birth. How do you humanize your hero? Round here you're only respected if earned. Half-hearted stories can't let your guard down. To get to Nirvana, where do you start out? Angry cause they don't meet your unrealistic standards. Then you realize that they're human and you calm down. Sometimes I'm unbalanced and I think raw, why am I losing my steps? Lately I'm paranoid, I feel my life is a mess. I'm just using my voice, hope it will have an effect. He was just once a boy, often I seem to forget. Looking at Polaroids, a picture secretly kept. You know what was destroyed, but you don't know what was left. Trying to phase out the noise of all you hear in your head. Everything is a choice and anything can be said. Is you missing the point? Are you just hearing me vent? Or is you in understanding, knowing my words will connect? I keep you in my prayers, cause life is short as we know. Every mistake you make should contribute to your growth. What you choose to avoid will probably come in your dreams. I'm not forgiven for you, man, I'm forgiven for me. And sometimes, 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 always.
Something deep inside pinched. I touched the bump on your wrist you were born with. Watching you trying to push away. It hurts when you see it coming. You're too proud to tell me that you can. Watching you trying to push away. It hurts when you see it coming. Never use your words to show you can. I think you know it. Too cool to show it. Babe, you're so good. You're too good to be true. I think you know it. Too cool to show it. Babe, you're so good. You're too good to be true. Oh, why'd we make the simplest things so hard? pain out through the way that I sit and start to pick at the rips in my Nikes. You quote Tom York and lean in for a quick kiss, but still you just won't admit that you like me. Watching you lower both your eyes, it hurts when you know it's over. Still too stubborn to show that you can. Watching you lower both your eyes, it hurts when you know it's over. I feel like you never really cared. I think you know.
So free.
So there you have it. The end of the big show. Michael closed off with The Weather Station and the track Tried to Tell You from his number one record, Ignorance. And that'll do it. I at this point, I don't know how long this broadcast is going to be. I'm sure based on the past 16 years, it's probably somewhere between 7.5 and 8 hours. So if you've lasted through the entire thing, kudos to you. Thank you very much for listening. And
we should have like a hashtag people can tweet out if they like listen to the whole thing, like that's they yeah. only buried right at the end or something.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Hashtagged. I listened to the whole thing. If we find that hashtag on Twitter, Instagram, hashtag
Christmas or, gravy boat, something like that,
there you go. You might win a prize. Prize offer will not be honored, but whatever. No, but in all seriousness, thank you, for listening. And, thanks again to everybody who listens to the radio station for, the support and for, the dedication to us over these last now it's like 21 months since we've actually been physically recording producing in the studio. It's not ideal, and the fact that people out there are still listening and still reaching out to us and still letting us know that you're there means the world to not only to these two guys right here, but to the entire UMFM radio family. We had hoped to be back in the studio in January. We'd sent out emails, we were making plans, and then we got hit with this Omicron bullshit in the last week, and just the train went off the track and crashed into the side of a mountain, and now we're kind of back at square one. And so hopefully at some point in 2022 we'll get back, and we'll get back in the studio doing what we love. Keep reaching out and letting us know you're out there, because it does mean a lot. So
it's greatly appreciated. Yes, to echo what Jared said, first of all, thank you to all the programmers who've continued to do great shows under difficult circumstances and unusual ways in which we have to do it. But also to the listeners for continuing to support the station. And I mean, honestly, like, you're the reason we do what we do, to share this kind of music and provide an outlet for voices and opinions and things that don't get expressed elsewhere. And I mean, where else are you going to hear, you know, something that takes 7.5 hours or 8 hours to kind of go deep on stuff like this, but that, spans a real gamut. I mean, I think we have some overlap on our list, but we have some seriously divergent choices as well.
Yep. You're not hearing this on commercial radio. And that's why campus and community radio stations like UMFM are important to our local arts ecosystem. And so keep supporting. Once the COVID dust settles, whenever that is, organizations like ours and all of the artists and venues that we continue to shout out and support are going to need your help as we get back on our feet. And so, that's all I got to say about that.
If you're listening to this on the 29th, don't forget to tune in on our normal spot on the 31st for the shift finale, and hats off to Mark and all the folks that he's had on and will have on his wrap-up show.
There you go. All right. So next year we celebrate the 18th birthday. There will be perhaps we'll be able to broadcast live from some sort of beverage room or drinking establishment. And probably not though, but we can hope. Who knows? Or, you know,
could set up a marathon remote session at like Torque or something. And
yeah, hopefully that's where we're at. Or depressingly, you know, to look at the glass half full, you know, we'll see when we go back live in the studio in 2025. It'll be awesome.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.